One More Time for Old Time's Sakes with Matt Burke down in Mankato. Welcome back, Matt.
Thanks, Mike. Good to be back.
It's good to have you. What do you think? Last time here in Mankato for the Vikings.
Yeah, it's a little bit sad. I mean, I was driving down here. It's obviously a familiar drive, and I mean, I didn't feel like I normally do driving down here, but it is. I mean, you think back. I mean, for me personally, I spent 11 training camps down here. A lot of memories, a lot of funny stories. I was telling my kids stories. Tell us another story.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I, you know, the times change, but, you know, this is sort of symbolic. I mean, the Vikings are one of the last teams that go, you know, somewhere away to training camp. And you understand now with the way that they're building the facilities, it doesn't make sense. But it's special when you, you know, you're these NFL players and you're making millions of dollars and you got to stay in a dorm and, you know, you have a community bathroom and you kind of live a kind of a Spartan existence. It's, I mean, I think it's good. You know, it's good for team building and I mean, this is where the foundation is laid for your team. And you know, I'm sure Mankato is sad to see the Vikes leave, but I think a lot of us, me included, are sad as well.
Yeah, I agree. Your first training camp, what do you remember about it?
It was hard. I remember, you know, most nights I wasn't sleeping, and you know, it was a lot. It was a struggle, and literally like every day I was fighting for my professional life. And I mean, even some days, like, I don't know how I'm going to get through it. You just break the day and, okay, get through meetings, get through this practice. And it was a struggle, but, you know, it was hard, but things started to get better. And, you know, little by little, I picked it up and, you know, improved enough to stick around. And obviously I'm very thankful that I did, but that was I mean, you look back on your life sometimes at really formative experiences, and you know that was one of them for me. Not just as a football player, but as a person, because I remember after the first few practices, I was thinking, I don't think there's any way I can do this. But you know, hung in there, and was fortunate to have great coaches and great veterans around me helping me out, and was able to stick.
The rest is history.
Yeah, as they say.
You cap it off with a Super Bowl in your final season, so pretty good.
Yeah, it worked out. It would have been better if it was for a different team wearing purple, but,
right.
You know, it's the way it was. Yeah.
Well, when we win it, we'll have you at the Super Bowl parade, and it'll be like you were here.
I just want to go to the parade and the parties, yeah, because that's a lot of fun.
Right, and speaking of the perfect way to cap it off, you're going to do so your time in Mankato with a trip to Jake's Stadium Pizza.
Well, you kind of have to. I mean, there were many times where you'd be out here on this practice field, and it was hot, and you're sweaty, and it's like, you know, what could I, what's the carrot I could put out there for myself? And it was always Jake's Pizza. Just get through this practice and we're going to Jake's. So, you know, Jake's really pulled me through a lot. So I figured I got to go back there one more time and order one large pizza and eat the whole thing by myself just for old time's sake.
All right. Thanks for your time, Matt. Appreciate it.
Anytime, Mike.
Stay tuned to Vikings.com for more coverage of 2017 Verizon Vikings training camp.